I'm going to give you the best financial advice that I've received over 20 years being in the industry as a certified private wealth advisor in under 3 minutes. Let's see if I can get it. And I actually have a bonus one at the end. And some of you who follow my show may know exactly where it is coming from, but let's get started. One, start early. The earlier, the better. The best day to start saving was yesterday. The second best day is today. Number two, treat every dollar like a newborn child. You can't save money if you don't know where it's at. You need to know where it's coming from. That's the income. You need to know where it's going. That's the expenses. Number three, think twice, buy once. You have to become cost conscious. Think about what you want, why you want it, and what are you willing to give up if you buy it. Number four, set financial priorities. When we say yes to something, we are technically saying no to something else. You can always save and buy anything that you want, but you can't buy everything, so choose wisely. Number five, read a book. We can't know everything, but we can learn anything. There's so much information out there. Do some research and collect ideas around your financial problems. If you have debt, look up debt management strategies. If you want to learn how to save for retirement, read a book on retirement. Number six, don't show off your wealth. No one needs to know how much your stuff costs. As long as you're happy with it, it's worth it. This will stop you from overspending on brands and items just to impress other people. Number seven, get professional help. You will need your financial five at one point or another. Your financial advisor, your tax professional, your lawyer, your power of attorney, and your executor. You don't need to hire them all at the same time, or if you're 20 years old, you may not need them for another 5 years, but just know when you're going to use them and how you're going to leverage their advice. Number eight, spend less than you make. Everyone says it. You've heard it 100 times. Why? Because it's true. Why fix something that isn't broken? Number nine, God owns it all. Money comes and goes. The goal is to have a good life, help other people, and still have money to give when you pass. Number 10, pay off your debts, save your money for an emergency, invest the rest, and give your money to people you trust when you pass. And I said I had a bonus one, and I do, and it comes from my mother, who is very dear to my heart and who this episode is actually dedicated to, because she told me, do not spend your money until you get some more. So profound. If you never spend your money until you know for certain you are getting more money, you'll always have money to replace and have in your possession. This is golden. It should be number one. I could have talked about brokerage accounts, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, 401ks, trustee to trustee transfers, and taxes. But if you don't get these things right, no amount of money that you make is going to help you. You're going to be like the thousands of people who get rich and go broke. So master these things and you will be rich and righteous. Well, make sure you subscribe. That's it for me. My name is AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.